Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, with premium running footwear from top brands like Asics, New Balance, Brooks, Adidas and Under Armour. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's a very good evening. Welcome along to another edition of The Score. Coming up on tonight's programme, there's League of Ireland talk and a look ahead to the Ulster Senior Cup final with Coghill Celtic manager Gavin Cullen. And we'll also be joined by Greencastle boss Darren Heppenstall. And on the Gaelic Games front, Brendan Kilcoyne joins us to look ahead to the matches in the All-Ireland series involving Donegal and Tyrone. Plus, we'll get a preview of that minor game of Donegal against Derry, which takes place on Saturday as well. But it is with football we begin. Finn Harps back at home tomorrow night, Friday, as they take on Waterford in the first division of the League of Ireland. Harps currently sitting second bottom in the table. They've been conceding quite a few goals in recent weeks, but they've got a stern test ahead of them tomorrow night at Finn Park, where they will, of course, look to try and improve on the results front. We will have regular updates from that game tomorrow night with Dermot Doherty. Kicks off, of course, at 8 o'clock. There's a full programme in the First Division. There's also a full programme in the Premier Division as well, which includes Derry City looking to maintain their good form. They, of course, sit second from top in the table, and they take on UCD tomorrow night. So it's another busy evening ahead of League of Ireland football this week, to look ahead to the matches involving Finn Harps and Derry City, and also a look ahead to this weekend's Ulster Senior League Cup final, where Coghill are playing Greencastle. I've been speaking with the Coghill manager and former Finn Harps captain and goalkeeper, Gavin Cullen. So Gavin, before we look ahead to your Ulster Senior Cup clash with Greencastle taking place this weekend, we'll begin with our usual League of Ireland chat. And Finn Harps, back at home after a couple of difficult games on the road, but the difficult games keep coming. Second from top are Waterford FC, they're the visitors to Finn Park, and listen, it could be another tough night for Harps, so it could.
It looks like it will. Look, they've three defeats on the bounce, and a couple of fairly heavy defeats, 4-1 defeat result against them. So obviously the last time they played Waterford, and Waterford they conceded 7, which was probably a bit of a freak of a result, and you wouldn't expect anything like it. But it's as tough as it gets in the First Division for them, and obviously they want a response after the last few weeks. But look, it's going to be a fairly difficult task.
Yeah. How difficult is it to get a response from a group having conceded so heavily and things just not going your way, because they don't seem to be getting any sort of break at all?
They don't be, and look, they've conceded quite a few goals. Obviously, a lot's been made. It's a young squad and a young team, and it is, you know. So again, it's new to these guys, and they're probably lacking a bit of experience and a bit of knowledge and the League of Ireland to maybe pull them through this wee period, which doesn't help neither. So it's a difficult one. There's no. You need a bit of luck. You need something to fall your way. You know, get a result out of nothing, even playing poorly, and then it sort of all changes. But at the minute, it's probably a tough place to be.
And what I meant by saying that things aren't going your way, Harps last week against Bray, they were actually very good in the second half. Now Bray did get that second goal to see out the game and get the 3 points, but that 2-0 result wasn't in any sort of reflection on the way Harps performed, particularly in their second half performance, Gavin.
No, it wasn't. I watched some of it, and I agree. But at the same time, when you're conceding goals and you're going behind, it makes it very difficult to get a result, and that seems to be what's happening at the moment. They are playing well in stages and such and such in games, but they're not getting ahead, and they're not pulling ahead when they do that. So it's a results business, and really playing well for 20, 30 minutes in games, no, probably isn't enough at that level.
Yeah, and it probably won't be enough against Waterford on Friday night. So what do they have to do if they are maybe to get a confidence-boosting result at the weekend, Gavin?
I think they're going to have to be a lot more solid defensively. They need to tighten up. They need to stop conceding the goals and the soft goals they're conceding. They need to frustrate Waterford for as long as they possibly can, and hopefully get the home crowd supporting them and get a bit of noise going, and And then if they get their breaks and get their opportunities, try and take them. But I would be trying to keep it as tight and as at the game at 0-0 for as long as I possibly can if I was Hartford Friday night. And then possibly even a draw on Friday night would be a fantastic result.
Yeah. And I know that the transfer window is just round the corner. Do you think that'd be something that's playing in Dave Rogers' head? Yes, he wants to build a young squad, and there's a long-term project there with Harps. But given the way the sort of the results have gone, which I'm sure hasn't been the way that Dave Rogers was planning, does he possibly look at the window to try and bring in a wee bit more experience to steady the ship a bit?
Undoubtedly, I think he has to. I think in the transfer window now, there's one remit there, and that's experience and players that have played in the League of Ireland and got a lot of games under their belts. I think anything other than that, signing younger players or signing things you get in the transfer window, I think is maybe cutting your own nose off, despite your face. And I know there's talk about a long-term plan and all, but we know the way football is, and we know the way football fans are as well, and you need to be getting results. Like that. It's not good enough that Harps are sitting second bottom in the first division, regardless of the players that are available and the players that are there. But will they need to push on the second half of the season? I think a transfer window is hugely important in that.
Well, moving away from Finn Park, there's of course a full programme of games coming up in the First Division on Friday night. The leaders are Galway United. They're away from home against Treaty United. That's a game you would expect Galway to take a win in, Gavin?
Yeah, look, Galway look like they're going to steamroll the First Division at this point in time. They're picking results up every week. Although Treaty in the last 3 or 4 weeks have really turned the corner and have won, I think they won maybe 3 or 4 in a row. So look, it'll not be as easy a test for Galway as it had been earlier on the season, but you would still expect them to keep it going, you know.
Yeah, and Treaty's a side that Harps are visiting next. They're away from home next Friday, so if Treaty were to get something out of that, it could be a difficult task for Harps the week after.
It certainly will be either way, because as I say, Treaty has probably been one of the farm teams over the last 4 or 5 weeks in the league, so they've obviously got something right recently, so it will be a tough game for Harps again.
Yeah.
As they all are.
Kerry against Bray, Wexford against Longford, Cove Ramblers against Athlone, and the rest of the games in the First Division. Let's go to the Premier. Derry City taking on UCD this coming Friday night at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. And Derry have found some very, very good form over the last couple of games against some of the big sides that they've given.
Absolutely, but I suppose there's no coincidence in that the fact that they're starting to get players back as well. Michael Duffy's been back in, Dunnigan's been back in, and O'Connolly, or McGannett's been back in, and Connolly's not far away. So it's obviously that we all know the strength and depth that Derry had, and it's well documented the amount of injuries they've had has been unbelievable this season. But they're still there, thereabouts. They're second in the league now, and they started to put a bit of form. I watched them actually on Monday night, and I thought they were excellent against Dundalk. Scored a couple of fantastic goals, and you could really see them putting a real run together. But obviously, with Shamrock Rovers, the same. They've done exactly the same. They started the season really poorly, but now they're back top of the league. So you can never ever write them off, neither.
Yeah, and Bohemians are now the team that was the leaders last week, are now becoming the chasers. So they are, Gavin. It's changed so quickly.
It does look, it's tight at the top there, so does Bohemian started the season really well and probably exceeded their own expectations. Obviously, Derry and Rovers were the two that everybody had tipped at the start of the season, and it's looking likely that it could go that way. But Bose will be trying to keep on their tails, and Declan Devine looks like he's done a fantastic job there so far.
Yeah, we mentioned about Harpson be looking at bringing in more players. Do you think that's something Rory Higgins is thinking of? At the Brandywell at this stage, because things are starting to move better again for them?
I'd say every club in the league is looking at a transfer window to try and improve every window. Whether they can or can't is a difficult one. With Rory, obviously has the finance to do it, but it's getting the right player and the right fit to improve the squad, and possibly if he is going to do that, he might let one or two go to bring boys in. But it's a difficult task for the likes of him to bring in, because he's looking for real top-end quality, and top-end quality in Ireland's hard to come by, you know.
So the games in the Premier Division this weekend: Derry City at home to UCD, Sligo Rovers go to Cork, Dundalk take on Bohemians, Shelburne against St Patrick's Athletic, and the leaders and defending champions Shamrock Rovers are playing host to Drogheda United. So then, Gavin, moving into football matters more locally, Carcal Celtic up against Greencastle this coming Saturday. We'll be hearing from the Greencastle manager on the program shortly. But before that game this weekend, last weekend, it didn't go to plan for Carcal. Bunnaghy, of course, left in the Donegal News Ulster Senior League Cup. A defeat for you against your arch rivals. Didn't go the way you wanted to go, Gavin, last week, did it?
No, it certainly didn't. It was a disappointing performance. Obviously disappointing result. We can't really complain too much about it. I think Bunnaghy were deserving winners on the day. We gifted them a few goals. We were very flat in our performance, and it was disappointing. And to concede four was very unlike us. But look, we can't do anything about it now. It's gone. I think over the last probably 2-3 months, every single time we took a pitch, it was a must win and a big occasion and a big game. And I think it just sort of crept up on us. We had 7 players that were unavailable or injured, which didn't help neither. But at the same time, we felt the team that we put out and the squad that we put out were more than good enough to win the game. Obviously, at the end, we got back into it with a few goals and possibly could have got an equaliser, but again, it wasn't to be. Bunnaghy were deserving winners, and they've been there thereabouts with us for the last 2 years. There's very little between the sides, and they obviously deserve their piece of silverware because of the season they've had as well.
Yeah. Do you have many of them 7 players coming back this week, or is it a case you're still very limited with the amount that's left the squad at the minute, Kevin?
I expect Luke Rudden's back in this week. We have a couple of more knocks from last week, which don't help. Adam Wanice will be back in the squad this week as well. He's been out for about 4 weeks injured. He'll be lacking a bit of match fitness, but still he'll be available. Other than that, it'll be fairly similar to last week's squad. We've a good team and good players and a good squad, and I fully expect a big reaction from them this week as well.
Yeah. You will be going in as hot favourites, no doubt, for this game because it's intermediate football against junior football. Greencastle playing in the Premier Division and then he's shown. But they did take a big one in the semi-final against Bunnaghy United. How wary of the threat that Greencastle will have this weekend? How wary are you of it, Gavin?
Obviously very aware. I know Greencastle and their team and their players quite well. They beat Bunnaghy in the semi-final, which was a great result for them. And I watched them last weekend against Buncrana in an Or Cup final, which they won 1-0. And they were very, very good, especially in the first half. They have good players like Michael Barr, James Henry, Nigel McMonagall. Very good players, and they're all over the pitch, and they look like they've a bit about them. They look like they were hungry in that final, although they won it with a fairly fortuitous goal. They probably just shaded the game, and Buncrana came at them in the second half and battered them, but they defended really well. So, look, they're a good side with good players, and obviously it's an unshown derby as well, which will add to it. If we'll take nothing for granted, we know we'll have to be a lot better than we've been last week to win the game.
And then after Saturday, Gavin, what's left for you? Have you a couple of league games, Dave, before the season will eventually come to an end for Carcal?
Yeah, so we've Saturday, and then we've found Harps on the Wednesday night, and then we have Derry the following midweek. So we've 2 league games after Thingley, so we've still a lot of football and a lot of big games to play.
Yeah, it's been a long year for you.
It has, but at the same time, we can't complain. We've got to the final stages or finals of every competition we've entered, from pre-season right through to now. We've been thereabouts. So, look, that's what you get when you be successful, and we wouldn't change it. Obviously, we've been disappointed with last Sunday. It was hard to take, but at the same time, you'd rather be in finals and you'd rather be at that stage rather than your season having been finished weeks ago. So, look, it's a testament to the players that every week in, week out, they get a level, go up to a level and do really well and get the results. So all we can ask them is the next 2 or 3 games to do the same. And if we do, we'll get a reward.
Okay then, Gavin, as always, thanks for talking to us. The best of luck at the weekend.
Cheers, Austin. Thank you.
There you go. That's Gavin Cullen, manager of Carcal Celtic, as they go on the Cup Trail on Saturday in that Ulster Senior Cup final at McGinn Park in Buncrana, of course, formerly known as the Nocala Caravans Cup. Greencastle of the opposition, it's an all-any-shown affair in that tie. Any Greencastle, rather, will be going into the game. Buoyed, of course, by their League Cup success last week against Buncrana Hearts. Also on the programme this week, I've been looking ahead to that tie with the Greencastle boss, who is Darren Heppenstall. Listen, it's a big game to end the season up against intermediate competition in the form of Coghill Celtic. But you're going into the game, Darren, off the back of good form. League Cup success last week against Buncrana. Tell us about that 1-0 win that you had and the way the game panned out and ultimately how you ended up winning the cup.
Yeah, well, it was a very hard-fought game, to be honest with you. Thought first half, we probably were a better team. We controlled a lot of it. Second half, they came out firing, to be fair to them, and they really put us on the back foot kind of early on. But we got the goal in the first half, I thought thoroughly deserved. And then in the second half, we were probably too deep, to be honest with you. But we battled and we fought. So it was a great attitude by the boys to keep in there. And we got the victory in the end, so we were delighted with that 1-0.
Yeah, and was there much celebrating done, or were you going to park it for a wee while, Darren, because you had another big game coming up this weekend?
No, there was plenty of... No, I'd like to say we didn't party, but we did. We had a good session down the Shantee on Saturday evening, but the focus is definitely back now this week, you know, since it's probably Monday or Tuesday. We've been back training. We've had a session under our belt already, and we'll have another one tomorrow in preparation for Saturday. So,
did everybody come through the League Cup final okay? Do you have everybody available this weekend?
There's one or two 50-50s. We're still kind of sweating a little bit on them, but apart from the one or two boys, yeah, everyone should be fit, and maybe one or two lads that weren't fit for that League Cup game will be available hopefully for Saturday. So all in all, we should have a full enough strength squad to go into Saturday with.
Yeah. Tell us about your semi-final win over Bunnagee United, because that would be seen as a big victory, because again, it was intermediate level opposition that just defeated Darren.
Yeah, that's it. Like, you know, it'll be kind of the same this Saturday. Like, you know, we give these teams full respect. You know what I mean? They deserve, especially Coghill there. They've, like, you know, I mean, they're going for the 10th Ulster Sydney League title. But we certainly don't have any fear, you know, when we go into games. We try to concentrate on ourselves, and that's what we did in Bonagie game. Focus on ourselves, on our strengths, you know what I mean? And try not to worry. As I said, we give them respect, but try not to worry too much about the opposition. You know, I thought again in that Bonagie game, that semi-final, I thought we thoroughly deserved the victory. You know, we fought like lions in there and some good quality of play. So, coming up to the game again on Saturday, we'll definitely respect them. They're a quality outfit. We know a lot about their players and their team and how they like to play, but we certainly won't fear them. You know, we'll go in and we'll go and try to win the game.
Yeah. They lost out to Bonagie last week in another of the cup finals, the Ulster Senior League Cup final. So they'll be seen as a wounded animal,
yeah.
But like, they're missing several players. The likes of Adam McCarron's not available. They're down one or two others as well. Would this possibly be a good time to maybe meet Coghill, would it?
Well, like, you know, as you said there, there may be a bit of a wounded animal. And sure, you see their squad. They have quality all over the squad. They're 18-man squad or 20-man squad. They have quality in all positions. So other teams, I would say, yeah, they probably will miss them, one or two players. But with Coghill, you know, like, they have such quality and such depth that I'm sure that whatever team they put on Saturday will be full of quality players, you know.
Yeah. You guys would be very much seen as the underdogs in this one. Is that a fair enough assessment, is it, Darren?
Yeah, I suppose when we're only a junior club, and obviously Coghill are an intermediate level, and obviously got to a national final against Rockmount a few weeks back and stuff. So I'd say it would be a fair assessment. But again, you know, we might be the underdogs, but we're definitely going in the mentality to go and try to win the game. You know, like, when, as I said, we'll give her full respect, but certainly no fear. You know, so we've some quality players ourselves. So that, again, we just focus on ourselves, focus on our own game, and hopefully, as you say, maybe get the upset there on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know,
you mentioned earlier in the piece about you play to your strengths. What do you feel is good about Greencastle football? What do you need to be doing on Saturday?
Well, to be fair, like, you know, like, when I look at our squad, it's all from pretty much a local parish. You know, like, we've probably two or three lads there from Derry, but the rest are all local boys. They've been friends. We've played each other for years. They won the league last year together. So, like, there really is our strength is our team and our team ethic and our work rate. But also the closeness and the bond between the boys. You know, they're friends on the pitch and they're friends off the pitch as well. So it plays a big part, you know, in how we try to set up and how we try to play and play our game, you know.
Yeah. The league didn't go as according to the way that you wanted it this season. Obviously champions last year, but you just couldn't emulate that winning league form that you had last year, Darren.
No, as I said to you earlier, like I only came in around probably October. At the time, we probably would have needed a small miracle for us to win the league when I came in. You know, I think the way I looked at it, Buncrana and Mavill had kind of raced ahead a bit. We had probably too many draws at the start of the year. So we were a little bit out of it. So really, kind of when I came in, we were kind of concentrating mostly, obviously, like we tried to go and get as many points as we can, try to retain our title, but it just wasn't to be this year. But with the change of management and maybe them trying to get used to my methods and me getting used to the boys, maybe just it was a bit of a year of transition for us. But obviously, yeah, we're not happy with fourth, you know what I mean, after being league champions the previous year. So next year, hopefully, we'll maybe recruit one or two and we'll try to go at it again for next year, you know.
Yeah. Well, between now and next season, you've one game left, and that is the Cup. Do you believe that this team of yours can beat Cock Hill this weekend?
Well, I think we've got to believe it, you know. Like, there's no point us going in not believing it, you know what I mean? So I wouldn't go into a game on the green with my friends not believing we're going to win a game. So, you know, like, it's about how we approach a game, how we have self-belief that we can do it, and obviously, you know, work very hard and try to play very well. But, you know, like, we've got to have the belief. If we don't have the belief, we're finished before even kick-off, you know what I mean? So,
as we talk here now, Darren, it looks like the Ulster Senior League possibly could be gone this time next year, and the county, the north and the south of the county and the Inishowen Peninsula could be losing its intermediate status. What's your thoughts on where football in the county and the county should go? Because the junior level of football is of a good standard, and there's an intermediate level there as well. Cock Hill got to an All-Ireland final this year to the FAI Intermediate Cup. What direction do you think soccer and football in the county should be going from what you see going on at the moment?
Yeah, it's a really tough one, to be honest with you. My personal belief is that yes, we should definitely try to retain intermediate football. There should be like a level above junior football. I've been involved with the Ulster Senior League. Obviously, I was involved with Finn Harps Academy there for a few years, in as a coach with Steve McNutt at the under-19s level. So I've been involved in it, and even for like a club like Finn Harps or Derry City, I can see the benefits of it, you know, like with boys that maybe need a game time or boys coming back from injury and stuff like that. So there's them benefits too, you know, for the National League clubs. Obviously, it's a difficult one. Like, people go on saying, well, maybe the winners from Donegal League and the winners from the Inishowen League could go straight up in promotion into things. I think that's a little bit unfair as well, because obviously, you need the standard of players. And as I said earlier, we do have quality players, but it might not suit their lifestyle. They could be fully working 5-6 days a week. They might be only able to get to training once a week, you know, so loads of different circumstances. But obviously, if it's possible to retain it, I think they should definitely do it. I heard rumours about like maybe involved with the Connacht Ulster Senior League, which I thought was a good idea. It would at least give different opposition and maybe something like that could happen, but I definitely think it's worthwhile to save it 100%. Yeah.
Well, listen, as from your perspective, you've got a big game this weekend against Cock Hill. Thanks for joining us, Darren, and we wish you all the best of luck on Saturday, McGinn Park, and that decider.
Yeah, thanks, Oisín. Can I just say thanks to Reds on the Main Street and Red Cattle Hotel just for their continued support of the club? That's all I'd like to say.
No problem. You got your plug in. The best of luck, Darren. Thanks.
Cheers, Oisín. Thanks very much. Appreciate that.
Darren Heppenstall there, the Greencastle FC manager ahead of their game against Cock Hill Celtic. Ulster Senior Cup final, McGinn Park in Buncrana. Kick-off on Saturday is at 5 o'clock, extra time and penalties if required there. Just some other local football games of note. The Voodoo Cup final is taking place on Saturday at the Diamond Park in Ballyar. 1 o'clock is the start time, and Donegal Town are taking on Kildrum Tigers, where there's also a promotion relegation playoff at the Dry Arch Park at the same time on Saturday, 1 o'clock. Kilmacrenan Celtic against Dunluce Celtic. The winner there will be playing in Saturday Division 1 next season. And there's also another standout tie in Inishowen on Sunday in Division 2 of the league, where Cairn Reserves are playing Rosheeny. A Cairn win will force a title playoff, while a draw or a win will give Rosheeny the title there. Okay, time for a quick commercial break here on The Score when we return. Gaelic Games with Brendan Kilcoyne.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
Welcome back to The Score as we turn our attention now to Gaelic Games. And Saturday is certainly going to be a busy day with the county senior footballers, minors and hurlers all in action, and not forgetting about the minor liddies that are involved in an Ulster Championship final as well. It's all happening on a Saturday afternoon. Our main game here on Highland will of course be Donegal's trip to Ennis in County Clare, where they will play Clare in round one of the All-Ireland Series at Cusick Park. 2 o'clock is the start time to that game, and we will of course have full live match commentary here on Highland. Martin McHugh will be joining me as from 1:45 on a Saturday afternoon. Donegal of course looking to get their year going. It's been a disappointing one so far for Aidan O'Rourke's side, and of course a lot of injuries at the moment as well involved in the Donegal camp. Michael Langan and Pater Mogan, it looks like they will not be playing this weekend for Donegal, having had surgery on recent injury problems. Also on Sunday, Kerry are playing Mayo and Galway, on Saturday, Kerry are playing Mayo and Galway are playing Tyrone. And then there's the minor championship semi-finals as well. Derry against Donegal and Killeclare at 1 o'clock, and Tyrone are playing Monaghan and Rosslea also at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. So some big games on the horizon for the senior and minor men of Donegal. I've been looking at those ties with our regular big match analyst and pundit, and he's part of the minor management team as well. That's Brendan Kilcoyne. Brendan, as always, welcome along to the Airways of Highland. How's things?
All good, Oisin. Thank you.
A busy weekend ahead, Brendan. A busy Saturday, obviously, and in particular with a lot of football going on. We'll give the minors first shout because they're first up on Saturday. 1 o'clock start in Killeclare. It's Donegal against Derry. Obviously, you're part of the backroom team, the management set up there with Luke Bard for the minors. And I suppose the manner in which you won that game last week against Monaghan will give the players a timely needed boost, Brendan, because there was a couple of results didn't go your way in recent weeks. It was actually Cavan you played last week, not Monaghan. Monaghan was the game before. But the way they responded in the closing minutes, 6 points down to see out that victory against Cavan last week, it'll give them a big boost as they head into a game against Derry.
Yeah, Oisin, you know, definitely, you know, 26-32 on the clock in the second half, and we were 6 points down after conceding two goals. And, you know, we dominated a lot of that game, but we just didn't take enough of our chances. And we looked down and out, but, you know, the lads showed great resolve and really dug in and dug out a result. And, you know, deservedly so. I think we were the better team on the evening, but, you know, it was looking tetchy for a while. And, you know, the boys got a great lift from it. And, you know, they've shown great resilience throughout. So they have, you know, if you go back to the league final up in Maharaj that day, you know, we're 4 points down, I think, with a few minutes left. And again, late goal and a couple of points and dug it out. So there's definitely a bit of fighting spirit in this team. So there is. And we're glad to get another shot at Derry. You know, this is our third time playing them. Oisin, we had the win over them in the league final, and then they beat us comprehensively in the group stages in Ballybuffet. So, you know, that it's winner takes all on Saturday, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I'm sure the group would have been hurting from that Derry loss because it was a heavy defeat. And the general consensus was after it that there wasn't that big a gulf between the two teams. Donegal just didn't manage to get going that day. So I'm sure the boys, who are very young men, these boys are only 15, 16 years of age, and that they'll want to respond to that. They'll want to make amends for that.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And, you know, we're in good shape going into it. We've very few injuries. John James May is still the hamstring issue. He'll hardly be ready for this weekend. He did a bit of training the weekend. But, you know, apart from that, we're ready to go. So we are. And, yeah, definitely the boys were hurting after that. They were reeling after that victory or after that defeat in McCool Park that day. And, you know, we had been going relatively okay up to that. So we had. And it certainly set us back a bit. And it can dent confidence. But I think getting the win last weekend was important, and we're going in a good frame of mind into this weekend. So, yeah, but we know we're coming up against a really, really good Derry side. And, you know, I suppose Derry Tyrone have been the standard bearers at this minor level for the last number of years. And we've been there, thereabouts with them. So it's a matter of trying to get over these big obstacles. So it is. But the boys know it's a big challenge. We know we're coming up, as I say, against a really good Derry team that are really well organised and, you know, some cracking footballers, but we know we've some good players ourselves, and we feel that, you know, if we can optimize our performance and get a good performance from the lads, and that if we're with them coming down the final straight, we'd be confident going into the last 10 or 15 minutes we can dig it out, because we've had some really close, tough games. So we had, and, you know, I suppose the one thing Derry haven't had, the only real test that they have had all year, Oisin, was the league final. Apart from that, they've been winning their games by 10, 15, 20 points. They've been really steamrolling other sides, so they have. So, You know, we're optimistic. We're going into it. We know it's a huge task ahead. We're going to have to deliver a massive performance, but we're looking forward to doing that, Oisin.
Yeah. The other semi-finals on in Rosslea, Tyrone against Monaghan, two teams that you've played this year as well. Brendan, how's that one going to go, do you think?
Well, I think Tyrone will be going in as, you know, strong favourites into that. So they will, Oisin, the top their group. They're, you know, I think after the league, we beat them in the first round of the league over in Convoy, and I don't think they've been beaten since that. So they have. So again, very good side, well organised, like Derry. You know, they've been there, thereabouts the last couple of years. They beat us in the semi-final on penalties last year in Celtic Park. So I would expect Tyrone to probably have too much for Monaghan going into that. That said, you know, Monaghan put up a really good performance against us a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, they played really well in the first half and, I suppose, put the game to bed really in the first half. Now, we did come back to them in the second half, but, you know, I just feel Tyrone would probably be favourites to come out of that side, come out of that semi-final, Oisin.
And just before, Brendan, we move on to the senior, what about the venue for the game on Sunday? You've been playing your championship games at big county venues, but you have to go to Killeglaher now for that game with Derry.
Yeah, and listen, Killeglaher is a fantastic facility, as is Rosslea, where the other semi-finalists have played, Oisin. But I just feel that they're kind of downgrading the minor championship the last few years. You know, we were lucky enough, I suppose, we got to play up in Breffni Park last week after Cavan Laois in the Tailteann Cup. But, you know, overall, the minor championship was always played with the senior games, and it was a big for the young fellas to go out and play before a crowd, and it's a good experience for them. And I just feel by playing it in these kind of venues that you're not really giving it the profile that it deserves. And if at all, it could be tied in with the senior games, as always has been the case. I do appreciate these lads are a year younger than traditional minors of under 18. Again, that's another argument. Why was that ever changed? But I feel it's disappointing that they're not given a higher profile, being the bigger stage to play on. And I think they should be played at, you know, county grounds as such, you know, the main county grounds. And it smacks of, let's just get this played, let's get it out of the way, and let's not give these young fellas the profile and the stage that they deserve for the work that they put in throughout the year, Oisin.
Yeah. You could have moved the game to Sunday, because there's not that much on Sunday up and around Ulster, so there's not. So there could have been several grounds available for both of those games. But listen, we'll move on.
Absolutely,
to the...
Absolutely, Oisin. And there are opportunities that you could do. You could make a better fist at this. And, you know, as I said previously, it's not conducive to promoting minor football by playing it at the same time or nearly the same time as the county seniors are away in Ennis. So, you know, a lot of the crowd are the, you know, I don't expect a huge crowd to go to Ennis, but a lot of the crowd are going to be, Donegal GAA Gales are going to be hitting that road, which, you know, they don't have the opportunity to watch both teams, and that's disappointing too.
Well, speaking of that game in Ennis, normally the week of a championship, we would have a media briefing, Brendan, and the manager would let us know how things are going and who's available and who's not. We don't know a wide lot this week as we start the new format of the All-Ireland series, but going by the media reports this week, it looks like Michael Langan and Pádraig Mógán will not be available for the game this weekend, with Langan set maybe to miss the whole of the campaign. But there's no concrete, I suppose, information coming from the management about this, but it seems to be that Donegal are struggling again on the personnel front.
It does indeed. And, you know, the two names you mentioned, Michael Langan and Pádraig Mógán, are huge players for Donegal and have been for the last number of years, and they're a huge loss. And, you know, there is a deficit of information coming out from the camp. We know very little about them. We know they played a couple of challenge matches, but we don't even know the outcome of them matches. And, you know, I think it's disappointing that, you know, Donegal Gaels deserve to be kept up to date with what's going on. And I do appreciate management have their reasons and all that, you know, for maybe having a press conference and that. But, you know, ultimately, the supporters of the GAA in Donegal are very, very important, and it's important to keep them on board. And we can see a bit of disillusionment over the last while, Oisin, with supporters, not only over performance of the team, but, you know, performance of the way things are headed, and, you know, with several different issues going on the field. But, you know, going back to the game then, Oisin, you know, it's a huge ask for Donegal to go down to Ennis. And, you know, Clare have been a really solid team over the last few years under Colm Collins. And, they're going to be really, really difficult to beat down there. Whilst they have struggled to beat, the Kerrys and the bigger teams at their own level that seem to be able to work over the last number of years. And yeah, they've lost a couple of their, more influential players, the likes of Tubberty and Gary Brennan in the middle of the field. These were huge players for them for years. But, they've reignited that with the introduction of some young talent, and they've really good footballers all over the field, so they have. And, they'll be reeling too after, they did well to get to a Munster final, but, Kerry had five goals up on them, I think, after 44 minutes. And, I think it was 24, 25 minutes before they got a score on the board themselves in the Munster final, Oisín. So, as I say, Ennis is going to be tough. Both sides will see this as their best opportunity to get a couple of points on the board. And by getting a couple of points on the board, early doors will, give them the motivation and give them the confidence against going in against the two bigger guns left in the division, Monaghan and Derry. So it's a hugely important game for both sides, Oisín.
But in saying that, Brendan, do you not feel that Donegal have a certain quality of a footballer that when you look at it, Clare is a place that you can go and win in?
Oh, absolutely, Oisín. And Donegal need to expect to be going down there to win. Obviously appreciating the magnitude of the task and, beating. But, Donegal have been consistently a Division One team for the last number of years. And okay, we're relegated to Division Two this year. But, Donegal still have a lot of quality players. Now, it is concerning, when you hear about the injuries to Langan and Mogan, and you tie that in with, other issues, Patrick McBrearty obviously won't be ready yet. Ryan McHugh isn't available. The Shane O'Donnell and Niall O'Donnell. So, there's some key players out. But this is a big test now, and this is a test to see can other players step up to the mark, Oisín. Can your own Ben Gallagher lead it out? Sean Patton, the players with experience there, Steve McMenamin, Brendan McCole, Caoimhle McGeoch in the middle of the field, and the likes of Kieran Thompson, Oisín Gallen up front. Can they give Donegal enough impetus to get over the line and get a few of these other players back on board for, the tasks ahead of Monaghan and Derry? But, I suppose we're very much in an unknown stage here of Donegal, of where Donegal are at. Hugely disappointing league campaign, albeit, a couple of decent performances, but then the performance above in Newry, left a lot of Donegal supporters somewhat deflated. So they've had 4 weeks to dust themselves off from that. I'm sure they got a lot of good work done in that. So, you'd be hoping that they can go in, give a good performance, and come away with a win, Oisín. But it's going to be extremely difficult because everyone knows that Ennis has been, I think Colin Collins is the longest serving, one of the longest serving managers in the country now at inter-county level, and he has them really well organised. And that it's going to be a massive task to take them down there.
2 o'clock, so throw in time. We'll have a full live match commentary here in Highland from Clare against Donegal this weekend in the All Ireland series. There's a couple other games being played on Saturday as well. Kerry against Mayo, two of the sides tipped for the All Ireland. 3 o'clock start down in Killarney for this one. What I suppose everybody will be wondering what sort of bounce back there's going to be from Mayo going into this game, Brendan.
Yeah, and again, like Donegal, they'll be disappointed with their provincial campaign, Oisín. But they've had that 3, 4 weeks, and even listening to Kevin McStay speak after they were beaten in Connacht, they said they will use them weeks to get the team back up and running and get them ready for the tasks that lie ahead. But when you're heading to Killarney for your first game in these round robin games, it's a tough ask. So it is a huge assignment. A Kerry team that are really going well, put up, I don't know what, they put up 5 goals, maybe 15 points on Clare in the Munster final. They seem to be at their ease without moving out of second, third gear, Oisín. So you would feel that Kerry, are really coming into a good stage in their performance and their confidence and in their form. And you would expect them to have too much from Mayo down there in that first game. But big ask from Mayo. It'll be interesting to see where Mayo are at. We get a true reflection of see where Mayo are at and what kind of challenge they can lay down this year. But Kerry just seem to be that bit ahead of them at the moment. The two Cliffords, Shawny O'Shea, these players playing really well. So the huge scoring threats. So they have, will the Mayo defence be able to deal with that? That's the question that Mayo have to answer at the weekend.
And then the other game at a 5:15 is at Salt Hill, Galway against Tyrone. Somebody said to me during the week, Brendan, that Tyrone are an All-Ireland team. They'll be set up for the All-Ireland series. Will Tyrone be able to
Yeah.
kick into gear against the Galway champions?
Yeah, listen, Tyrone are You know, All Ireland champions from just a couple of years ago have a lot of talent coming through the squad, and you know, the likes of the Canavans are getting better every week, and they have a huge threat up front. But they're coming up against a Galway team that are really look to have a real focus about them. And you look at the way they dismantled Sligo in the Connacht final, Oisin, and you just feel they're in a good place, albeit that wasn't a huge test for them. And you know, they got over the line fairly comfortably in that game, so they did. But you just feel that Galway, with you know, with Comer and Shane Walsh and Matthew Tierney, and they've so many threats, they've so many players that can cause you trouble, and physically very big and strong. You would expect Conroy to be back for them in the middle of the park after missing the Connacht final. So you know, the fact that they have home venue too is massive. But you have a Tyrone team hurting from the Monaghan defeat, and they're going to go down, and you know, we know what Tyrone bring. Irrespective of the result this weekend, you would expect them to be there in the latter stages, particularly in the quarterfinals. And they, you know, people are talking about them being All-Ireland contenders. They haven't really shown that recently, so they haven't. But we all know that the talent that they have, and how they can come up with a game plan that will stifle other opponents. And you know, it's a no more than the Kerry Galway or the Kerry Mayo game. This is really too is a game to look forward to. But I would expect Galway with home advantage to probably just about edge it in a crack and a counter, Oisin.
Yeah, one other game, just Brendan. Obviously, a particular note for you is your native county Sligo at Marchevic Park on Sunday playing Kildare. Can Sligo reach the quarterfinals of the All-Ireland Series?
It's very difficult to see, to be fair. Like, you know, listen, they've had a really good league campaign. You know, they've got getting promotion from Division Four. We saw, you know, I watched Kildare actually, as it turns out, beat their under 20s in the All Ireland final last year. So there's a great buzz about Sligo football down there at the moment. And you know, we saw Summerhill get into the Hogan Cup All Ireland Colleges final, and St Tractors and Etobicoke winning the Connacht B final. So there's a lot of good going on in Sligo at the moment. But you would feel that, you know, this would be a step too far for them. Kildare have showed a bit of form. They're the only team that have ran Dublin close, giving them a real close run, and for the first time in a long time in the Leinster Championship. So you would feel that Kildare, you know, are in a decent place. Glen Ryan seems to have them well organised this year, and you would feel that they'd be too strong for Sligo this weekend. But you know, Sligo can take a lot from this. They can take a lot of learnings. They're moving up to Division Three, I'd say, with the focus on maybe getting to Division Two in the next couple of years. So playing teams like the Kildares and teams that they'll be meeting now in the round robin stages can only be good for them. And it's about maintaining their momentum and their composure, I suppose, as they play these games and realize that it is a good learning process for them. But yeah, I just think Kildare, you know, may be too strong for Sligo at the weekend. But hopefully I'm wrong on that one, Ashley.
Okay, we'll see how the weekend pans out. Listen, Brendan, thanks for joining us, and the best of luck in Killyclare on Saturday too.
Thanks, Ashley. Appreciate it.
The thoughts of Brendan Kilcoyne on the Score programme this evening, ahead of a number of big matches this weekend on the Gaelic Games front. We can't forget about the Liddy Minor side from Donegal. They're playing in the Ulster Championship Silver Final in Aughrin County, Tyrone on Saturday afternoon. It's Donegal against Down. 1:30 is the start time there, and we wish them the very best of luck in that. The last of the group games in the Nicky Rackard Hurling Championship are taking place on Saturday. Donegal are playing Wicklow at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. There's a 2 o'clock start to this game on Saturday afternoon. But there is no real importance to the tie, because both Donegal and Wicklow, ahead of the last run of matches, have already qualified for the final on the June Bank Holiday weekend at Croke Park in Dublin. These same two sides will meet in the decider. It'll be interesting to see what the lineups will be. Will there be a bit of shadow boxing going on between both of the counties? It's a bit of a dead rubber tie. Maybe both sides will be able to give a number of players a run out that didn't get enough game time earlier in the championship. But very much focusing on the final for Donegal, which will take place in several weeks' time. There's also matches as well involving the other Northwest counties in the Crusty Ring Hurling Championship. Tyrone taking on London, Derry playing Mayo. Tyrone and Derry both at home at Carrickmore and Owen Beg, and those matches get underway at 1:30 on Saturday afternoon. Club-wise here in Donegal, the action is set to get up and running tomorrow evening, Friday, with Bundoran against St Eunan's in the All-County League in the top flight. St Eunan's go into the weekend joint leaders alongside Niamh Connell and Gidor, who play on Saturday. There's also a full programme of Spring Hurling League games on Friday evening, with Eru Ballyshannon against Atlanta, Dunlotigon, Cairn Donna, St Eunan's play Buncrana, and McCool's are facing off against Burt. There is a full programme of matches taking place in the All County Leagues this coming weekend. The bulk of those are all on Saturday afternoon due to, of course, the county's involvement in the All-Ireland Series. There's a standout hurling game involving a Donegal side as well on Sunday. It's the Ulster Junior Hurling Club League Final. Inishowen's Buncrana are in action. They're taking on Lisbello, and that one is on Sunday afternoon starting at 12 o'clock. Still no details of the venue for that one, but Buncrana hoping to pick up victory there in that tie. Before we leave you this evening, just to run through the local cricket fixtures which are taking place this weekend, because it is another big weekend on the cricket front following on from the opening round of the Northwest Senior Cup. This coming Saturday, it's the turn of the Irish Senior Cup. And there is quite a few of the top flight sides all in action, with Fox Lodge at home to the Hills. Last year's top side in the Northwest New Buildings are at home to Warrenstown. Dunamana play host to Carrickfergus, and the visitors to Ardmore will be Cork County. Four other teams are on the road in round one. Brady go to Railway Union, Eglinton are off to North Down, Brigader and Dublin against Pembroke, and Coleraine are away from home against YMCA. There's also a full programme of National Cup games involving Northwest sides as well, and the two Donegal clubs are involved here, and both have away games. Letterkenny, who played in the Northwest Senior Cup for the very first time in their short history last week, are playing in the National Cup for the very first time this week as they go to Craigie. While St Johnstone are on the road, they've got a long trip ahead of them. They're way down south against County Kerry. Bonds Glen go to North Kildare. Killyclooney are playing host to Temple Patrick. Stirban will meet Rush in Dublin. Glendermot will host Athlone, and Burndennet host Laois as well. So there you go, that's the fixtures on the cricket front this coming Saturday, with games in the Irish Senior Cup and the National Cup. And that is it from the Score programme for tonight. If you missed any of the show, you will of course be able to recap in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. I'll be back with our next sport after the 8:30 news tomorrow morning, so it's left of your Thursday. Have a very good evening.